Welcome to today's interview on Brightown.com. I'm Mike Adams, the publisher of naturalnews.com and also the founder of Brightown.com. And as you may be aware, the EPA appears to be waging some kind of war against a specific water filter company that most of you are probably familiar with, Berkey, and the big Berkey products that are the gravity filters that have consistently produced a very, very solid test results, some of the best testing filters that we've ever tested in our laboratory, ICP-MS testing for removal of heavy metals and also removal of cesium isotopes as well, which has huge implications for, you know, the risk of nuclear war coming up. But we've got the founder of Berkey now on the phone with us, Jim Shepard, to tell us about what's going on with the EPA. Lots of red flags in this situation right now. Big Berkey water filters apparently sold out, not able to be sold at many places. We're going to get the details here from the founder, Jim Shepard. Welcome, Jim, to the show today. It's great to have you on, sir.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be on with you today.
Well, no, I mean, the honor's all ours. And frankly, I can't believe that you and I have never spoken until this day, given how much I love your product and we've tested it and talked about it for all these years. But this is the very first time you and I have ever had a chance to speak. It's incredible.
Yes, it is. And it's a real pleasure to speak with you. And Mike, I've been aware of you for years. And, you know, I'm unfortunately, I'm busy just like you. And, you know, your work gets away from you. And before you know it, years and decades passed. And but we're finally meeting each other on the phone. And it's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, you as well. You've done extraordinary things. I believe that your products save many lives all over the world. And they help people get prepared for natural disasters and unexpected events. And as I said, our laboratory tests, and we've tested, you know, dozens of filters, and I did a big thing here in this studio about the cesium removal, shows that your water filters can remove particles that contain cesium-137 radioisotopes. So you have an extraordinary line of products. And by the way, we have carried your products in our store. I should disclose that, although I think right now nothing is available because they're all sold out. But tell us, Jim, if you would please, what the EPA is doing to your company right now, and in apparently trying to stop sales of your product by, as I understand it, classifying your water filter as a pesticide, doesn't even make sense. Can you explain?
Yeah, that was kind of a shock to us. So let me give you a little bit of background. Last year, in May, we had the EPA stop one of our containers, and which had never happened before. And we used very large shipper, and they were puzzled too. So they pulled aside our container. What's the deal? And our shipper said, we have shipped, you know, for years and years and years. This is the first time we've ever had the EPA pull aside a container. We don't know either. Well, we talked with our consultants, and they got in touch with the EPA. And at that point, the EPA confirmed to us that we were an exempt device. Now, I don't want to confuse your audience, but there's two terms that I should make people familiar with. You have an exempt pesticidal device, and these are devices that remove bacteria or waterborne pathogens mechanically, which we do, as opposed to, oh, let's say drops that you put in the water and it kills the bacteria. If you put something in the water that kills the pathogens, then that is a pesticide.
Right.
However, if you mechanically extract it, which we do, because we have a tortuous maze of micropores, and the water flows through those, but they're smaller than the pathogens, and so we actually trap those pathogens, and which makes us an exempt device. And at that point, the EPA said that they had checked our websites and checked our packaging, and they assured us that we were an exempt device. So, and then they told us, you know, be sure and just make sure you're not making any false claims or anything like that. So we went through all of our testing and made sure that there was nothing, you know, on our websites or packaging, which we did not have. I mean, we only publish what third party certified labs test our filters to perform.
Yes.
So anyway, we went along, and then all of a sudden in December, one of our large dealers, and I'll mention their names, James Enterprises, they're a fantastic dealer, and they were issued a stop sale order. And that was the first time we heard pesticides. Now, I will tell you that back in May of last year, when we were talking with our consultant told us, I said, what's all this about? And he goes, look, I really don't know. I don't see a problem here. However, I should tell you that the EPA, there's rumors that the EPA is reinterpreting their regulations. And I said, reinterpreting the regulations, like what regulations? Well, because of COVID-19, they're considering reinterpreting their regulations such that if you remove virus from the water, that you lose your exemption.
But hold on a second, Jim, but exemption from what exactly?
Okay, if you're considered a pesticide, first of all, it takes two to three years to register with the EPA as a pesticide. So if we were to go along with the EPA on this, say, okay, we'll just be a pesticide, we'd be off the market for 2 or 3 years. But in addition to that, there's all sorts of things that we don't want to put on our filter. You have to put on, this is, hazardous material, how you dispose of it, different labels, keep out of children. They're all, if you look at the EPA's manual on the labels, I forget what it is, but if my memory serves me correctly, there's like 30 pages of stuff that you have to look through, and you have to put all these labels. We don't want to put that on our water filter. We don't want to say, oh yeah, we're hazardous material, and we don't want to be off the market for 2 or 3 years. Plus, we think the whole thing is bizarre.
Let me stop you there for a second, Jim. It's so bizarre. I mean, this is what's driving everybody nuts. I mean, how can a water filter that simply removes things from water be considered a pesticide? I mean, under that logic, if I take my car and run over bacteria in my driveway, then the EPA could declare all cars to be pesticides. It's insane.
That's kind of the issue. But to be honest with you, Mike, we still do not have clarity as to why they're labeling us a pesticide. And that's one of the reasons for the lawsuits, because we want to know, okay, tell us specifically why you are claiming that we are now a pesticide. Because the information that we have gotten from the EPA is they conflate virus removal, bacteria removal, silver in the filter, and we're saying, wait a minute, whoa. Tell us specifically why you consider us to be a pesticide. To date, we have not gotten that answer, and here we are in a federal lawsuit, and that we've had stop sale orders, issued, 10 months ago. We still do not have clarity on that issue. Now, the second thing that you have that your audience should know is that there's also a treated article exemption. And basically, that says that if you put something in the filter or anything, okay, to protect the article itself, it is exempt from being a pesticide. And so, for example, if we delivered silver content into the water and it went and killed bacteria or viruses, that would be considered a pesticide. However, if we put silver in the filter itself to protect the filter, then it is a treated article, which is also exempt. Okay.
Right. And we can confirm your filtration system does not emit silver into the post-filter water. Your silver.
It does not. And that's what's confusing, because we've actually submitted to the EPA testing that we conducted whereby they determined that there was no silver getting into the effluent water.
That's right.
The silver is there to protect the filter itself.
Right.
So So basically, they issued stop sale orders on, and then earlier this year, they began to issue more stop sale orders to more of our dealers. And then they shut down one of our third party manufacturers, issued a stop sale order on them. And then they issued a stop sale order on our manufacturing facility.
That's unbelievable.
Berkey International.
Well, yes. they can the EPA can order you to stop manufacturing a water filter. I mean, this seems insane. Has any other water filter been subjected to the same orders by the EPA?
No, we have not, not to our knowledge. And, you know, I could talk more about this. I think if I had my attorney on, I don't want to get too much into, you know, issues that may be squishy. But I can tell you this, that it appears to us that they're holding Berkey to a standard that they're not holding any other outdoor water filter to. And I can tell you that if you have an outdoor filter that is capable of removing pathogenic bacteria from the water, okay, and that is used as an outdoor filter, it's going to have some substance in it that's going to protect that filter. Otherwise, what happens is the bacteria starts growing in the filter.
That's right.
Grow through. And within a short period of time, you will end up with more bacteria in the filtered water than you have in the pre-filtered water.
Yeah. Right.
And so this is an absolute must. And if you go up and, you know, I would just recommend, you know, to your audience, go up and Google outdoor camping water filters and then go to the images and just go through the images. You'll see hundreds of them, hundreds and hundreds of them. And so to get back to your statement, yes, it does appear that Berkey is being held to a standard that no one else in the industry is being held to.
So what's extraordinary about this, I mean, there are so many extraordinary things. This, you know, the United States Senate needs to express an outcry against the EPA over this, I believe. This is outrageous because we're facing natural disasters. We just had the situation in Maui with the fires where people lost a clean water supply. We've got an approaching storm, Hurricane Lee, that's threatening the entire northeast coastline right now, and more hurricanes on the way. Florida was just hit by another hurricane. You know, people lose municipal water systems frequently during these natural disasters. And as a result, and they also lose a power supply. The power grid goes down. And so your filters, Jim, as you are well aware, they work when the power grid does not work because they use gravity only. They don't have pumps. They don't have, you know, electrical components. So they work in third world countries as well. And as a result, if people don't have access to these devices to clean their water, then they may, you know, try to drink contaminated water out of desperation, or they're subject to, you know, rescue water supplies, which may not be available because roads may be out and so on. It's like the EPA is almost at war with FEMA. You know, I mean, FEMA loves water filters, but the EPA is at war with water filters. It boggles the mind, Jim.
Well, you know, and it's quite confusing, you know, to try to put together the logic that goes behind this. First of all, the EPA came up with the purification standard that they required that viruses be removed at, I believe it was log 4, and pathogens be removed at log 6. And that you test the effluent water to make sure that there's no biocide that was placed in there. They came up with that standard. And so that is the standard the EPA came up with. And yet now it appears they're saying, okay, if you meet that standard, then you are now a pesticide, which was not in the original EPA, purification standard that they published back in the I believe, 80s. And so this doesn't make sense. And then, interestingly, the EPA recently came out and said that there were about 3,500 somewhat water filtration or municipal water supplies that were contaminated with Susan, what was the name of that? PFAS, the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The forever chemicals, yeah.
Forever chemicals, that's the word I'm thinking of. And so they announced that. Well, then you have a group called the Environmental Working Group that went out and decided to test filters to see which ones removed the forever chemicals. And they found that our Berkey systems removed it to below detectable levels. And so that news got out, and actually CBS News came out and said, you know, made a big, you know, exposure on this, and actually recommended Berkey filters.
Yeah.
Yet in the background, the EPA is doing everything they can to make them unavailable to Americans so they can get those PFA, the forever chemicals out. So it really makes you scratch your head. It really does.
Now, Jim, what is the status of the supply chain of the big Berkey products or all the Berkey filters? Because I'm a little bit confused. I don't know where these are still available, or, you know, your manufacturing, you said, has been at least partially shut down. Can people still get these somewhere, or are they completely unavailable, or what's the situation?
Okay, that's a good question. Okay, so yes, there are some of our dealers that still have inventory, and you can purchase them from the dealers, and and you can purchase them on Amazon. We have certified dealers on Amazon. I believe you can. I haven't been keeping up with the inventory of the dealers that are on Amazon. I would caution, though, folks, not to buy the black Berkey elements on Amazon. There's a major counterfeiting problem there.
I mentioned that in my podcast. Yeah, counterfeiting. Yeah, your filter elements are frequently counterfeited, and then people blame you for the non-performance of the counterfeit filters.
Right. And I want to caution folks on purchasing counterfeit filters. And let me just give you give the audience a couple signs where you purchased a counterfeit filter. And we've actually stopped, contacted companies that are selling the counterfeit filters, and they truly believe that they're buying the authentic ones, and they send us, you know, copies of their purchase orders from these various Oriental companies, and they think they're actually buying them. So, I mean, the deception actually goes down to the sellers. But
yeah,
with respect to Amazon, okay, we have a huge, huge counterfeiting problem there. And if folks purchase black Berkey purification elements and it comes in a shiny box, you bought a counterfeit.
A shiny box?
If it's in a shiny box, ours are a dull finish, and so that would be a counterfeit filter.
Huh.
Another indication is if you buy the black Berkey elements and they come shrink-wrapped, that's a counterfeit filter. We do not shrink wrap our filters. Another indication is if you buy a black Berkey set of filters, they come with a brown priming button. If you get a yellow or orange priming button, you bought a counterfeit.
No kidding.
And the problem with the counterfeits are, like I told you before, if you do not protect that filter, then you can end up with grow through in your filter, and your post-filtered water can end up with more bacteria than the pre-filtered water. So it's, and God only knows what's in these counterfeit filters. I mean, they're coming from China, and I have some serious issues with that, you know, what might be in those filters. But I would strongly warn folks not to use counterfeit filters, because there is nobody has a clue how they perform, what's in them, what do they put in the water. It really could be a problem. Now, if you're buying a system, you know, a big Berkey, a Royal Berkey, a Travel Berkey, we're not having any counterfeits with those. So if you buy the entire system, you don't have to worry about buying a counterfeit filter.
All right, so Jim,
so there's two ways you can do.
I don't think you can see this, but I have a package of your black Berkey Elements here, and guys, do camera four on this. Get a closer shot. Yeah. And what I see, Jim, is there's a little bit of bubble wrap, but just a light layer of bubble wrap, and then a filter element. Does that all seem correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes. And if you could, can you see the priming button? There should be a little. It looks like a washer, a thick washer.
Well, the thick washer I have is black. If that's what you're talking about. It looks black to me.
Really?
But then again, it's kind of dark in the studio here, so.
Well, that's possible that you have an older set of filters there.
Oh yeah, I don't know how long these have been sitting here.
Yeah, okay. So I think at one time we did, but that was years ago. But that was before all the counterfeits came out.
Oh,
and
here
so we
go.
Haven't run into any. But if you can show the priming button is about maybe quarter inch.
I got
thick.
It. Yeah, it's brown. Yeah, it's just brown. Wasn't.
Okay.
It just wasn't
so
attached to the filter. Yeah. Okay. I was just looking at the O-ring. I guess the ring, the washer.
Yep. And so if you see that and it is a. It is a yellow or an orange. Okay, that's not our product.
So brown is real, yellow or orange is counterfeit for this.
Counterfeit, yes.
Okay, that's really good to know. And the box is not shiny. The box is like dull cardboard.
Matte, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct.
Okay, now these two filter elements, I'm holding them up for the viewing audience. Whatever media you have in these elements is pretty darn amazing because, as you know, we have independently subjected your filter system to quite a number of harsh tests over the years. We've thrown lead into your filters. We've put glyphosate through them. We've put, cesium and also cadmium and all kinds of stuff. And frankly, your filter just consistently performs either at the very top or among the top three in everything that we've ever done. And so I don't know what secret sauce you have in here, but it's absolutely working.
We have a proprietary blend of various different media types that work synergistically together. And it took us about 2 years to develop that filter. We were working with, we wanted the flow to speed up. We actually had some previous filters, and these are about 8 to 10 times faster. And but we're really anal about getting as much stuff out of the water as is possible without removing the beneficial minerals, because you can speak to this from maybe a chemist's perspective, but as you know, if you have two solutions, you have a hypotonic solution and a hypertonic solution. And you mix them together, the ions from the hypertonic solution, which is mineral rich, will flow into the hypotonic solution until they reach equilibrium. Now, that sounds like it's a lot of chemistry talk that doesn't have any application, but here's where it has application. If you are drinking on a regular basis hypotonic solution, which means no minerals in it, then what's going to happen is when it goes in your body, the minerals that are in your body are going to go in and bring that into equilibrium with the chemical structure of your body. And then, of course, when you urinate, you're urinating out all the good chemical or minerals that are so hard to get, the healthful minerals that are hard to get in your body, you're urinating them out. So this is not a good long-term solution. For water treatment, in my view. Now, that isn't to say that you don't ever use a hypotonic solution, because I do. I use distilled water when I'm doing cleanses, because you want to be able to pull, especially if you're doing like a cleanse for heavy metals, you want to pull as much out as possible. So you don't want to put water in there that is already mineral rich.
Right.
But on a regular basis, when you're just drinking your water, you know, you don't, you want to have the healthful minerals. So that was our goal when we created these filters. We wanted to take all the bad stuff out, but we wanted to leave all the good stuff.
So Jim, you know, I think people's focus on clean water is, you know, I mean, we have the corporate media talking about COVID in the water supply, testing COVID in the water, or testing COVID in sewage, and so on. And so, and also the municipal water systems not being trustworthy, you know, lead pipes that are putting lead into the water supply, into the tap water. And like you said, the PFAS, the forever chemicals and rocket fuel chemicals and so much more. I think more now than ever before, people are really concerned about having clean water in their home. And so people want to get reliable, you know, tested, certified water filtration devices. So what, could you give us a hint of what's the best way that people could get their hands on Berkey water filters right now, even while all this is going on?
Well, first of all, I would say we've got this, we have this court issue that is, you know, where we've sued the EPA. And the judge should be making a ruling within the next week or two. So just pray okay. that, you know, the judge, finds in favor of our petitions. The second thing is we do have dealers out there that still have Berkey products, authentic Berkey products in stock. And what I would tell you is if you find them on Amazon and it's, you can get the full stainless system, I'm talking about a travel Berkey or a Royal Berkey, Crown Berkey, Big Berkey. We have not had any problem with the counterfeiting our entire systems. Wow. So if you're buying an entire system, you should feel comfortable, buying them on Amazon. And, if you don't like Amazon, I would just, suggest that folks, Google, you know, or DuckDuckGoGo, authentic Berkey dealers, and you'll come up with a list of authentic Berkey dealers.
Okay.
And you can contact them directly or go to their websites.
All right. Yeah, fair enough. And, you know, look, I support all the Berkey dealers out there. We are one company. Our store does retail the Berkey filters as well. But I just want to say on the record, I support all the dealers out there that offer the authentic products. And I think we're also sold out of at least one of them. Yeah, this one's sold out right here. But look, bottom line, folks, is look, this is my opinion, not Jim's opinion, but I feel like our federal agencies are at war with us, we the people, and that they're doing insane, crazy things to deprive us of the tools that we need to protect our health. See, in my mind, Jim, and again, these are my words, not yours, but you know, just like the FDA tried to take away ivermectin. Ivermectin was saving people's lives. Now the EPA is trying to take away water filters while the same EPA approves pesticides to be sprayed on the food supply, organophosphate chemicals, for example, or atrazine, gender bender chemicals. We test for those in our lab, by the way, or glyphosate, you know, the most popular weed killer. It's insane to me that they can ban something that cleans up the water, but they can approve pesticides that contaminate the food supply. Are we living in an insane alternate universe? What the hell is going on, Jim?
I'm telling you from a business perspective, I am shocked that they are able to walk in and shut down a business that's been around for a quarter of a century. No discussion.
It's unreal.
No discussion. Yeah.
Well, look, I'll just say you're right. We have to pray. I know you have this court, this legal challenge in front of you. And I know you've taken time out of your busy schedule, Jim, to be with us today here. And I know we got to wrap this up. So I just want to say, look, we support you. Our audience supports you. America supports you. And we're going to pray for you to have a positive outcome here.
Thank you for your support. We really appreciate that. And we really, and I want to tell you, thank you very much for being interested in this issue. I'm very grateful that you are interested in this, Mike.
Well, as you know, Jim, I'm a prepper also, and I've often said, you know, Every household should have a solution for clean water in an off-grid scenario. Every household, in my opinion. And maybe that's not a Berkey for every household. Maybe that's something. It's got to be something. You know, you can't just trust the municipal water system. If anything, we've learned, you know, from Michigan, you can't trust them. They're going to fudge the tests and cover up the lead poisoning until the population's all poisoned. And then, by the way, none of those people go to jail. Yeah, you notice that? When the government lies to you, they don't go to jail. No consequences for the government poisoning the people. But the government shuts down companies like yours or products like yours. It's just, it's unfathomable. But thank you, Jim. Any final thoughts you want to share before we wrap this up today?
Well, it's always been our goal to be able to afford the American people, and not just the American people, the global, the people worldwide. We've wanted to provide a product where you could take control of your water and that you could be self-sufficient in that one area, water. And as you know, you've got, you know, without air, you've got about 3 minutes. Without water, you have about 3 days. And without food, you can go up to 80 days. You know, I mean, you know, there's people in the Bible that fasted for 40 days, and I think Moses fasted for 80 days. And you know, in our view of the world, there's not a whole lot we can do about the air, but we can do something about the water. And so it's been our corporate goal since the inception to provide people with a means to be self-sufficient with their water. And so that's our goal. And we just hope that, you know, the good Lord will see fit that we'll be able to continue on that mission.
Well, amen to that. And thank you so much, Jim, for taking the time to join us today. And we wish you the best in the conclusion of this legal challenge. And please keep us posted so I can spread the word to our audience about what's going on with the availability of your filtration systems. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you so much for having me on. You have a great day now.
Okay, you too. Take care. And so that was Jim Shepherd, everybody, from the Berkey Company. And look, I just want to say, I am glad that there's silver in these filtration elements, because I know about the properties of silver, and I know that silver protects the integrity of the filter from bacterial growth. And you don't want bacteria growing in the filter, and these filters can tend to stay, you know, wet for a long period of time after the filtration is finished. And they can also be wet because these tend to hang down in the, you know, receiving container where they can be filled with water, obviously. So I'm glad they use silver, and I wouldn't want a filter system that didn't have silver in it, by the way. And again, we've tested these using our ISO accredited laboratory. You know, we have two ICP-MS instruments there, and we use an EPA approved method to conduct these tests. We pass proficiency testing and audits and so on. We are a legitimate world recognized laboratory, and we've tested this. There's no silver in the final product, by the way. And these elements remove the lead, they remove the glyphosate, they remove the cesium. We've conducted these tests, we've published the results, we've been very public about it with videos and articles and so much more. The actual statistics, you just go on naturalnews.com and search for Big Berkey, you can see our test results. So the fact that our own government, and I can't imagine any other government in the world doing this. Why would a government attack a product that filters water and makes water clean and safe to drink for its own citizens? Why would any government in the world do that? You can only imagine a government doing that as an act of war against another government, another nation. Like if you were trying to poison another country, you might attack their water filtration system so that their citizens are poisoned, right? That's an act of war against civilian infrastructure of that target nation. Well, in my opinion, what the EPA is doing here is kind of like that. It's like the EPA is waging war against the consumer product infrastructure of water filtration. It's an act of war, in my view. We have a rogue, out of control federal government with nearly every agency now violating the rules like crazy, the FDA as well. You know, not to mention the ATF and others, just violating every rule in the book, carrying out what I consider to be largely criminal acts of warfare against the American people. It's unacceptable. You know how I feel about this. This is insane. And this is why you need to be prepared with your own gear. You've got to have your own water filtration system, and you need a backup system, and you need a way to purify water. And by the way, you need other gear, because you can't depend on the system for money or medicine or news or anything. It's all fraud and lies and warfare against the American people. That's where we are right now, here in the fall of 2023. I guess it's the fall of the U.S. empire, actually. But that's my take on it. Those are my opinions, not Berkey's opinions, just to be clear. And I'll say this, look, if there's a representative from the EPA that wants to come on and join my show, I welcome you. You want to come on, reach out to us, we'll have you on the show, and I'll ask you these questions as well. Starting with, what the hell are you doing? Why are you banning a water filter that makes water clean and safe to drink? That's insane. But the EPA is doing that. I think nothing is shocking anymore to the American people after COVID and the jab genocide and the depopulation and the food sabotage and now Biden taking out the energy infrastructure of Alaska, which will cripple the U.S. economy. Like, nobody is surprised anymore, because this is just straight up federal government sabotage of the U.S. economy, the U.S. infrastructure, food and water supplies to decimate the American people. This is a war being waged upon us by our own unelected representatives who, in my opinion, rigged the election, stole it, took office, occupied the halls of government, and then weaponized those government agencies against we the people. That's what we're suffering under right now. We are living in a battlefield called the continental United States. Well, also includes Hawaii, as we found out recently with the fires. Also includes Alaska, but we are living in a battlefield, and our government is waging a war of attrition. They are waging siege warfare against we the people, economic warfare, information warfare, chemical, biological warfare, infrastructure warfare, energy warfare, food scarcity, starvation, self-replicating bioweapons, shedding, the whole deal. This is all being done against us, and it's all deliberate. Again, that's my opinion. That's not the official opinion of the Berkey Company, but it's my show, so I get to state my own opinions. If you disagree with me, explain what the hell the EPA is doing. Shouldn't the EPA actually be advocating water filters that work? But instead, they're destroying the industry, all by design. So that's my take on things. Thank you for watching today. Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com and also the publisher of naturalnews.com. Be sure to check out both websites for more updates on this issue. We'll be in touch with the Berkey Water Company, water filter company, and we'll get more updates from Jim Shepherd and his attorney as this saga unfolds. So thank you for tuning in today. God bless you all. Take care. Today's interview is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com and our wide variety of storable food and really high nutrition products. I've got some on my desk, some of my favorites. The one in the center there is coconut milk powder, which is really super delicious. It's mineral rich, and it adds a fatty, creamy, luscious, delicious taste to lots of recipes, including smoothies. We've got quinoa there on the right, which, of course, is a gluten-free. It's kind of a grain. It's not technically a grain, but people use it like a grain. It's really delicious in a lot of recipes. Very high in protein. And I remember eating this when I was hiking in the Andes Mountains. And the local people who helped us, they would bring quinoa and eggs. And they would just get water from the mountain streams, and they would boil the quinoa and eggs, and we would have quinoa egg soup right there on the trail outside of our camping tents. That's on the way. I was hiking to Machu Picchu at that time, and we did the long hike, not the bus ride. It was hiking over the Andes Mountains up to 14,000 feet and back down, and we were powered by quinoa. Okay, then we've also got goji berries on the left there, which are, of course, from the Tibetan regions of modern-day China. but we do all the testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, as well as them being certified organic. So ultra clean goji berries, world-class quality, available now at healthrangerstore.com, along with many other products such as nascent iodine and also Iosat potassium iodide tablets. You know, good to get that as an emergency measure. We've got pea protein. We've got organic superfruit sea powder, which is really delicious. I use this with blended frozen bananas and frozen blueberries. You can also use freeze-dried blueberries with this, and it makes a super delicious fruit smoothie. Throw in a couple of goji berries in there, or like a small handful, and you've really boosted the nutrition. Organic cacao nibs, and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com, and we appreciate your support. Thanks for watching.